Okay, so we are learning Masechta Sukkah. This week, as always, is sponsored by Yitzhak CPA and Bagel Munch. Bagel Munch. And first, going to do a little different than usual. We're going to do a bit of a chabura, talking about one of the topics from what we discussed last week on Brachos Chavav. And I think Yashar Koach to Natan to giving us the chizuk to maintain our consistency. In this past week's parsha, Parsha Nitzavim, so the Torah says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, that this mitzvah doesn't tell us what, but this mitzvah is lo neflesi memcho v'lo rechokahi, it's not beyond you, it's not far away, rather it's kikar v'lecha, it's close to you. And since the Torah is vague, there's a machlokas and sreishonim, what's the mitzvah that the Torah is referring to? So Rashi says it's referring to Torah, Talmud Torah, and the Ramban says it's referring to tshuva, because if you look in the psukim right beforehand, the context clues are very clear. V'shavta l'Hashem elokecha, we're talking about tshuva. So Ramban says tshuva, then Rashi says Torah, and it's very telling that when we have this one pasuk, which some say refers to tshuva and some say refers to Torah, is because tshuva and Torah are both, you know, they're both part of the same package. They're both ways of us getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, you know, connecting to Him and learning His Torah. And, you know, confessing our sins and getting close and returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think it's very important to, as we are literally about to approach the Aseres Metuva, to infuse our day with Torah, especially, you know, literally it's the last opportunity to grab some Zechusim on our Tavshin Pei Bei scorecard. So I think it was a great idea to try to have some form of shir last opportunity. I was thinking the only way that I could understand why we would want to skip today's shir is for irbav hasatan, to like confuse the satan. That's the only zechus I could think of for those who were voting to not have this shir. But Baruch Hashem, we're here. We'll confuse the satan in other ways. So one of the sugyas that came up in last week's shir is the well known yesod of mitzta'er pater min hasukkah. If someone is uncomfortable, then they are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. We don't usually find that by other mitzvos, but by sukkah we have this unique pitur that mitzta'er is pater min hasukkah. And the Gemara gives several different examples, you know, if we're trying to figure out what exactly counts or doesn't count as mitzta'er. So some of the examples the Gemara gave were baki, which is referring to different like bugs or mosquitoes, you know, things that are, you know, pestering you. And, you know, the Gemara's going to talk about raining in your sukkah. If it's raining outside, that may also be part of the din of mitzta'er. And we have other examples in the Gemara. We had maybe an avel. Potentially, we'll talk more about that. But an avel, someone who's mourning, is also pater min hasukkah because of that tsa'ar, perhaps. The Gemara has a havamina to say that. So just the structure of what we're going to do today. So we're going to have a couple of just interesting ha'aros that I heard about mitzta'er pater min hasukkah, which I think are very, very interesting applications of the rule. And then we're going to have just some classic chakira about two different ways of understanding why it is, the reason why mitzta'er is pater min hasukkah, and then have several different nafkaminas based on which side of the chakira you get to. Number one, I saw from that Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Shalmei Moed was asked about about a Baal Tshuva. There's a Baal Tshuva who lives at home. So, you know, he's Shomer Torah Mitzvos and he's from now and he's obviously going to go and only eat in his sukkah, but his family is not observant at all. And so every time he wants to go out to the sukkah, there's always some sort of comment about like, oh, there goes you're a better Jew than I am. Of course, you're going to go out to eat in your hut even though it's freezing outside. Like every single time he went out to the sukkah, he gets some sort of annoying, bothersome comment about how he's a firmer Jew than everybody else in the house. And so the Shiloh was, is that considered mitzta'er, right? Every time I go to the sukkah, I have this pain of people bothering me about the fact that I'm going to the sukkah. Maybe that should also be considered mitzta'er and be pater min hasukkah. That was just the shaila was posed to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. And he first starts off by pointing to Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, a very relevant sefer for Elul and Tishrei. At the very end of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah points out that it's very important to not be embarrassed by your kiyum hamitzvos. Even if you're the only one who's doing something and no one else is doing it, and you're going to feel uncomfortable because you're the one who's being machmir to keep halacha, so you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should ignore the people who are mocking you and trying to make fun of your kiyum hamitzvos. His example, I was like shocked, like from like the times of Rina Yonah, like what's his example of a mitzvah that no one else is doing and I have to be machmir to do it? So his example was shalosh shittos. That if you're the one who's going to say, I have to go wash my shalosh shittos, and everybody else is just hanging out on Shabbos afternoon, so you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should stand up and do it anyway. So apparently, even back then, it was a mitzvah that is not necessarily taken so seriously. But that was his example. But generally, that was number one from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, is that you shouldn't be embarrassed. But okay, even though you are, number two, that's probably not considered mitzvah or pater min hasukkah. You know, the Gemara's examples are typically tsar haguf. things that are physically bothering you. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, there are bugs outside. And that's the tsar of the neshama, the fact that people are, you know, bothering you and they're talking down to you during your kiyum mitzvah is not going to fall into the category of mitzvah. But that's, ha'ara number one about whether the Baal Tshuva, who's being bothered every time he goes to the sukkah, is going to qualify as mitzvah or not. Number two, I saw in a different Rosh Hashanah and Sefer, in Halicha Shlomo, in a footnote, he quotes a very, it was a harsh musser from the Hesoris Tshuva. The Hesoris Tshuva is the son of the Ksav Sofer, the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. He was talking about essentially the topic of fine, I'm mitzvah because it's, let's say it's cold outside, so I'm Pater Min HaSukkah, or it's freezing outside, let's say, so I'm Pater Min HaSukkah, but to what extent am I allowed to just do it anyway? Can I just sit in the Sukkah anyway, even though, technically speaking, I'm Pater Min HaSukkah, but can I be Machmir to sit in the Sukkah despite for the fact that I am mitzvah, right? So there are certain examples where the Ramah even quotes that, you're considered a hedjut. You're a fool if you're going to try to be machmir, even when the Torah says that you don't have to do this, so you shouldn't just go and do it anyway because I'm a super Jew. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Yadam a chiluk about when you could be or should not be machmir based on two different types of mitzvah. Mitzvah number one is like we're saying until now, where like when I sit in the sukkah, I'll be uncomfortable. Like there's a swarm of bees in my sukkah, so then you shouldn't be machmir. That's not a place where we would recommend you to be machmir, at least, let's say. We don't suggest you to be machmir and sit and get stung by the bees anyway. But mitzvah number two is the guy who, let's say his sukkah fell down, and you're not in Passaic where there are sukkahs, every next door neighbor has another sukkah. You have to walk like a mile downtown to get to the closest sukkah. So mitzvah, not that I'm sitting in the sukkah and I'm uncomfortable. When I get there, I'll be very comfortable. But let's say it's hot outside, and I don't want to walk a mile to get all the way to that sukkah. So that, the Shulchan Aruch says also, is considered mitzvah, patur min hasukkah. But that's the example where the Chai Yadam says, and quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that there we would recommend that you to be machmir and go through the tircha to travel to get to your sukkah. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah puts it. But the Hesoris Tshuva was saying, maybe from personal emotions and experience, he said, well, let's say I treasure the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, let's say appropriately, we should all, the most important thing to us should be to want to do the Ratzon Hashem and to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and to be sitting outside my sukkah is going to cause me even more tzar. The fact that I'm going to be stuck at home when everybody else is, let's say my personal sukkah has some unique tzar to it. Everybody else around town is getting to sit and enjoy their sukkah and I'm the only one who has to go inside. That's going to cause me more tzar. So maybe it should be allowed to sit in the sukkah. Or another perspective is that it won't even bother me. I won't even think about the fact that there are mosquitoes flying around because I'm going to be so happy that I'm sitting in the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is where it gets very sharp. He says, you know that there are people who go to their theaters, let's say you go to a ball game and it's freezing outside and it's snowing, but it's the ninth inning and there's two outs and it's a tie game. You're going to suffer through the cold because it's so important to you. You don't feel cold because you're so locked in the zone with the game. Like the Kavachomer, when it comes to the Ratzon of Hashem and to do the mitzvos, we should feel the same way. We should be able to withstand any tsar, or we shouldn't even feel the tsar, perhaps, because we're so locked into the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So that was and he said, maybe if that's true, maybe even be chayat to sit in the sukkah because you're not mitzvah, because you're not even thinking about it. But that was just like a very interesting perspective on mitzvos, and perhaps just the fact that you wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah would even be like that itself would pain you, that it would be better to sit in the sukkah because you wouldn't. Because you'd be so focused on the mitzvah, you wouldn't even feel the tzar.
Is there an opinion of relativity? If someone goes to a football game and it's fine and cold, and then the next day it's too cold in the sukkah, or is there an objective standard of it's too cold to be in the sukkah?
Right. We're going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about whether it's subjective or objective. That's going to relate to our chakira. There is a very interesting. I mean, if you ask most Rishonim why mitzvah is patur min hasukkah, why it is that by this mitzvah one is patur min hasukkah, so most explain, does anyone want to, anyone, why is it that mitzvah is dafka patur by sukkah and not by any other mitzvah? Right, so teshu kein taduru. That's I think Tosos over here, Anchavav, points out the various things that the Gemara lists as peturim, holchei drachim, someone who goes out to a trip. Why are you patur from sukkah if you're going to go out to a business trip? Because teshvu kein taduru. The Torah says, basukas teshvu, you should live in your sukkah. And we darshan, teshvu kein taduru, that you're living in your sukkah should be comparable and parallel to how you would live in your home. So Tosfos say that the various Pturim in our Gemara, for example, Holchei Drachim, I wouldn't say I can't leave my house and go on a trip because I have to stay home for my entire life. So just like I'm allowed to leave my house to go on a trip, and so I'm also allowed to leave my sukkah and go on a trip. So that Tosfos is midin mitzta'er is midin teishu kein tadiru, and also mitzta'er that we have also on our daf, the mitzta'er's patur min hasukkah is because of teishu kein tadiru. If I was at home and there was a leak in my roof, I would leave my house. So if I'm in my sukkah and it starts pouring, I can leave my sukkah. I'm allowed to live in my sukkah the same way that I would live in my house, and that's going to be relevant to many other halachos. And you know, like the Chazal say, bringing in like your nice kelim and to make your sukkah as like homely as possible is definitely a maila. So Teishu Kein Tadiru is what most would say is the reason why Mitzta'er is Patur Min HaSukkah. If you're uncomfortable, you're Patur from Sukkah, because Sukkah is supposed to be like your home. If you're uncomfortable in your home, you would leave. So if you're uncomfortable in your Sukkah, then you're also allowed to leave. But there's another suggestion. The Taz brings this up in Taf Resh Mem Sif Dalet is where all this comes up. Taf Resh Mem Sif Dalet. So the Taz suggests within the Maharik. So it doesn't have to be a Taz versus Rishonim. That feels a little silly. But let's say the Maharik, who's also from the times of the Rishonim, the Maharik, perhaps suggests a different reason why Mitzta'er is Patur Min HaSukkah, and that has to do with the fact that when you're uncomfortable in your sukkah, you're not able to have proper kavana for the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So you're going to be so distracted by the tzar that that's going to be a reason why Chazal said you're going to be Patur from the mitzvah entirely, because you can't have the appropriate level of kavana. And why is this unique to sukkah? So that happens to be that we take kavana very seriously by the mitzvah of sukkah. There's a well-known shita of the Bach, that the Bach points out that by most mitzvos, there is a general level of kavana that's required. Just for mitzvos, chichos kavana, let's say, you have to have kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. You don't have to think about the ta'amei ha-mitzvah. You don't have to think about the reasons why we're doing this. Just think about the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah right now. That's what we're going to hear shofar. So you have to have kavana that I'm listening and being b'kayim the mitzvah of shofar. He has to have the kavana to be motzi you from the mitzvah of shofar. You don't have to think about, oh, the Rambam says this is supposed to wake us up to do tshuva. You don't have to have kavana. You're not yotzei if you think about the Rambam during the Tkiyas Shofar. Of course you're yotzei. You have to have kavana to just do the mitzvah. As long as you have kavana to do the mitzvah, that's enough. That's true by most mitzvos. But by sukkah, the Bach says it's perhaps a little different, because that they have to actually have kavana for the ta'ameh ha-mitzvos, for the reason. Because the pasuk says that by sukkah's teshu, you should sit in the sukkah. La'ma'an yedu d'rasechem. The Torah specifically says, sit in the sukkah so that you should know, ki basukkah so that B'nai Yisrael sat in sukkahs and Hashem protected us in the Midbar, in our sukkahs, or in Anani HaKavod. Since the Torah specifically says, L'ma'an Yedu, and there are several other mitzvahs also, perhaps tzitzis and tefillin, where the Torah says, L'ma'an, so that this is the reason why you should do this mitzvah. Well, if the Torah says so, then I have to actually think about that when I do the mitzvah. The Bikurei Yaakov, the Aruch HaNer, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, in his commentary on Hilchos Sukkah, goes even further and says perhaps it's even ma'akev, that if you didn't have that kavana, maybe only on the first night, I think, if you didn't have that kavana, you didn't think about the fact that we're sitting in the sukkah because of the Anani HaKavod or because of Sukkos Mamish, you weren't even yotzei the mitzvah. You have to go back and eat again, which is a fascinating shita. But at least the Bach says in general, most mitzvos, mitzvos kavana, you have to think about that I'm doing a mitzvah right now. By sukkah, you have to even think about the ta'amei ha-mitzvah, the reason behind the mitzvah, so we can understand why the Maharik would say that if someone's mitzta'er and they're distracted because it's so cold outside, they can't think about the deeper meaning behind the sukkah. So that's why we're going to build in a pitur for people who are uncomfortable in their sukkah, that they're going to be completely exempt because they can't have the proper kavana. So that's our hakira. Side number one is that it's midin teishu kein tadiru. Just like you leave your house when you're uncomfortable, you can leave your sukkah when you're uncomfortable. Side number two is nothing to do with teishu kein tadiru. It's because of the fact that you have to have kavana and you're going to be distracted by the tzar. Then that's why you're going to be exempt from the mitzvah. So several different nafminas. Nafmina number one is, let's say when I leave my sukkah, I'm still going to be uncomfortable. Right, so most of the examples in the Gemara are things where my sukkah is uncomfortable, and I'm just going to leave, and then I'll feel great. Right, there are bugs in my sukkah, so I'll get out of my sukkah, I'll leave the mosquitoes, and now I feel comfortable. That's when we say mitzta'er is patur min hasukkah. But let's say when I leave my sukkah, I'm still going to be uncomfortable. We'll give another example in a second, but let's say, I don't know, my house is also infested with mosquitoes. So like, I'm going to leave my sukkah and go in my house where I'm still uncomfortable. I'm still mitzta'er even when I stop doing the mitzvah. So is that still going to be patur min ha-mitzvah? So let's start with the Maharik first. If you're a Maharik Jew, that it's why you mitzta'er is patur min ha-sukkah, because you're distracted, you can't think about the mitzvah. So then, yeah, I don't care if it's there are bees in your house also. There are bees in your sukkah, you're distracted in your sukkah, you're patur from the mitzvah. You can't think about the kavanos behind the sukkah, because because you're uncomfortable, then bottom line, as long as you're uncomfortable in your sukkah, you're completely patur from the mitzvah. I don't care if you're still going to have the tzar when you leave or not. You're patur from the mitzvah. But if you hold like the Rov Yishonim, that's a teshvu ke'in taduru model, that the reason why I'm patur if I sukkah is because it's supposed to parallel your house. Well, let's say, right, so we said if I have a leak in my house, then I'm obviously gonna leave my house. Let's say you stub your toe in your house. You're gonna, well, I have to get out of my house now because I stubbed my toe. Like, your toe is still gonna hurt when you leave your house. That's not gonna, so just like you're not gonna run away of your house when you are still going to feel the tzar later. Mm. So perhaps also by sukkah. The only time we're going to say mitzdayer is padr min ha-sukkah is when if I leave the sukkah, it'll alleviate the pain. Just like I'll leave my house when there's a flood inside, there's a leak in my house, I'll leave. So when the tzar is going to go away, it's going to be alleviated when you leave your sukkah, that's when we'll say mitzdayer is padr min ha-sukkah. But if I'm going to still have the tzar once I leave my house, but when I leave my sukkah, I won't be patur because teshvu is ke'en taduru. Just like at home, when you stub your toe, you're not running out of your house. So, because you're still going to feel the pain when you leave your house. By sukkah as well, if you're still going to feel the tzar once you leave, you're not going to be exempt. That's a machlokes between the Yerayim and the Maharik. That's our Maharik. The Mordechai in the back quotes from the Yerayim is the Ramah Paskins that mitzdar is only patur min hasukkah when leaving the sukkah is going to help. But if leaving the sukkah, you're still going to feel the tzar, then you're not going to be patur min hasukkah. That's because, as we most explain, that it's been in teshvu ke'in taduru. And just like in your house, it's only true that you're going to leave when leaving is going to help. So by sukkah, it's only true that when leaving is going to help, that's when you're going to be pater min ha-sukkah. The Ma'arik says, though, I think I have a proof for my tzad, that no matter what, tzar is always going to exempt you. And he points to what we had actually on Chaf Heim and Beis, where the Gemara suggests as a havamina that an avel should also be pater midin mitzdayer. It's someone who's mourning the loss of a relative. So the Gemara says avel is chayav b'sukkah. The Gemara says, what's the obviously is chayav. Why should he be pater? The Gemara says maybe he's pater midin mitzdayer pater min ha-sukkah, since he's so overwhelmed he can't focus on the sukkah. Kamash Malan, ebay leili yisufi daite. He has to suck it up. He has to find a way to be miyashiv his das and focus on the mitzvah. But the Havamina was there that an Avel should be considered mitzdayer patur min ha-sukkah. Well, what exactly is an Avel? Is an Avel going to feel any better when he leaves his sukkah? No, an Avel is a guy who feels tzar now, and he'll still feel tzar later, and still the Gemara says that maybe that should be considered mitzdayer. We say it's not in the end, but at least in theory we had a suggestion to say so. Don't we see that mitzdayer applies even when you're still going to feel the tzar once you leave your sukkah? So if you look in the Rush, then it's fascinating. The way that the Rush explains that line of Avol Chayev, Chayev Pesukah answers the question for the Maharik. The Rush says, when he adds in one line, which seems to be unnecessary, but now we see why it's very necessary, the Rush says that an Avol is Chayev in Asukah, and the Rush explains that, why is it not considered Mitzdayer? Or why would it be considered mitzdayer? The Rosh explains that the Avel is uncomfortable in his sukkah because it's a very public arena. Everybody can, let's say your sukkah is like in front of your house, everyone walks by and can see you in your sukkah, and an Avel who's mourning just wants quiet. He wants to be in the privacy of his own home. He wants to be comfortable. He doesn't want to be in the public eye. So the Rush Dafka explains that the case of an Avel is a case of a guy who's Dafka uncomfortable in his sukkah, but leaving his sukkah, he'll be a lot better. Hope he goes and at home and where nobody's staring at him, he'll feel a lot better. He's only uncomfortable. He's only mitzta'er because of the fact that he's sitting in public, in his, you know, public, quote unquote, in his sukkah. So the Rush explains Avel specifically as being a case where I'm uncomfortable now, but leaving my sukkah will be a way of alleviating that comfort, which is amazing because that's how, you know, the Yerayim and the Ramah assume that in general mitzta'er only applies in such a case. So it's amazing that the Rush actually explains that Avel is also that kind of case. But it's nafkamina number one. It's our hakira. Is it midin teshvu kein taduru? Or is it midin I'm distracted? So nafkamina number one is mitzdayer going to apply when leaving my sukkah is not going to help. It's not going to alleviate the pain. That is nafkamina number one. Number two is what we had already brought up, which is whether mitzdayer is subjective or is it objective. Right, so the tour has a lashon that mitzta'er is pater min ha-sukkah, but it has to be a tsar that rov b'nei adam would be bothered by. It can't just be that you particularly find the sound of the wind to be uncomfortable. I gotta get out of here. It's like if you're a weirdo who has a weird type of tsar, that's not gonna pater you. It has to be a type of tsar that's actually the thing that rov b'nei adam would be bothered by. Well, if you're a Maharik Jew, that makes no sense. The whole reason why mitzvah is putter is because I can't focus on my mitzvah. I can't have kavana to sit in the sukkah. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how most people feel. This is how I feel. If I feel uncomfortable, I should be putter because I can't focus on the mitzvah. So according to the Maharik, it should be completely subjective. And whatever you feel, if you feel uncomfortable, I guess perhaps it should be somewhat reasonable, but if you feel uncomfortable, then you should be putter from the mitzvah of sukkah. But if you're like the Yireyim, that's within Teshvu Ke'in Tediru, that Chazal are setting an objective standard over here. Chazal Darshan, Teshvu Ke'in Tediru, that when Bnei Yisrael keeps the mitzvah of sukkah, it has to parallel the way that you live in your home. So we understand if Chazal are the ones who are, you know, manufacturing this drusha of Teshvu Ke'in Tediru, so that they can maintain and set an objective standard that everybody has to follow, that I don't care if you personally are bothered, just generally speaking, this is the kind of thing that most people would be bothered by. So if you're the Maharik, it should be, subjective, perhaps, but if you're like the Rov Yishonim, then you can understand how it would be objective based on this broad objective cloud of Teshvu Ke'in Tediru. And Nafmina number three, which I think we'll stop at Nafmina number three. there's a discussion in the Mordechai quoted by the Ramah as well. Let's say my sukkah is mitzta'er for some things, but it's not mitzta'er for other things. Right? So I have to do a lot of things in my sukkah. I have to eat in my sukkah, and I have to sleep in my sukkah. So let's say it's going to be uncomfortable to sleep in this sukkah, but it's going to be comfortable to eat in this sukkah. So is this a sukkah that I can use generally because I can eat in it, so maybe I should be able to eat in the sukkah, I can have my meals in there. The fact that it's mitzta'er for sleeping is that's a separate thing. I shouldn't sleep in there. But maybe I can still eat in there. Or, which is a shocking Ramah, the Ramah says that if your sukkah is mitzta'er for something, if it's uncomfortable to do something in your sukkah, then it's completely not a good sukkah, and you can't use it for anything. You can't even eat in your sukkah. If it's mitzta'er for shena, then it's considered a pasul sukkah for everything. Which Mishnah Berurah tries to figure out, you know, in terms of like the cold, a lot of our sukkahs are too cold to sleep in, but they're not too cold to eat in. So Mishnah Berurah tries to figure out lemaisa how our sukkahs are, where that may seem to fall in that category would not be a problem. But yeah, sure.
Okay, is that dealing with? That's fascinating with the Ramah. Is that dealing more with the mifneh, with the actual structure, versus the environmental, like we talk about the bugs and all those things? That has nothing to do structurally with the sukkah, that's right.
Right, so the Ramah does point out from the Chumash Hadeshen that if the reason why your sukkah is, the reason why your mitzta'er is because you're sitting in a hut, well, like that's what the mitzvah is. You can't say, "Oh, I'm mitzta'er because there's no roof. There's only a schach atop me." Like, yeah, that's like what a sukkah is, or it's because it's like the Ramah's example is like, "Oh, it's more cramped than usual." That's like the sukkah is supposed to be arai, and so if you're distracted by or mitzta'er or by the arai-ness of your sukkah, that's not going to pop to you. So yeah, you have to figure out what exactly. But yeah, usually I think it's like the environmental factors. But yeah, I think it's a tough line to draw. But it's also in there.
Arai and teshuva kinduru. Teshuva kinduru will give you an impression of kavias kind of things, opposed to the arai. So that's an inherent, I think.
Right. Yeah. There's a machlokas throughout the Gemara about whether it's Diras Arai or Diras Keva. But we generally assume Diras Arai, but it's still a Dira, right? So it still has to be Ke'in Tediru, but it's going to be more Arai than usual. But yeah, other Shitos we had in the Gemara, we had a whole list on Dav Zayin of like the Shitos throughout the Gemara that hold of Diras Keva, and therefore they require your sukkah has to be more firm and it could be taller and stuff like that. But yeah, so this is Nafkin number three. So let's say my sukkah is mitzta'er for sleeping, but it's not mitzta'er for eating. So can I at least eat in my sukkah? The Ramah says no, quoting from the Mordechai. If it's mitzta'er for something, it's a problem for everything. And that Ramah fits in with the model that Rav Yishonim hold of Teshvu Ke'in Tediru. My house isn't just an eating house. My house is a place where I can eat and I can sleep and I can hang out with my family and my friends. It's a place to do everything. If you hold Teshvu Ke'in Tediru, your sukkah has to be like your house. Therefore, it has to be multifunctional. It has to be able to do everything in it. But if you hold like the Maharik, that's the reason why I'm at Star's Putter is because I can't focus on the mitzvah, but eating, I can totally focus. There's no tsar to eat in the sukkah. There's only tsar when I'm sleeping in the sukkah. So fine, I can't sleep in the sukkah. I don't know why I'm supposed to have kavanah when I'm sleeping in the sukkah. I'm not sure how the Maharik applies to sleeping. But fine, I won't sleep in the sukkah, but I'll be able to eat in the sukkah and have no tsar. So according to the Maharik, it should not be a problem. I should be allowed to at least eat in the sukkah. I should be allowed to at least do the things that aren't going to cause me tsar. That's not number three. So we spoke about a few different ha'aros. Ha'ar number one was the Rosh Lamazamin about a Baal Tshuva who's uncomfortable and he's going to be pestered about the mitzvah. We should be steadfast and strong and be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Hashem with pride. But that would not be considered mitzvah patur me'asukah. We then spoke about Rosh Lamazamin in Halacha Shlemo where he quotes the Hazaris Tshuva about perhaps how we should be so excited for the mitzvah that we shouldn't even feel the pain and we should, you know, feel like we're at a baseball game and like we're really enjoying the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't feel the tzar. And then we had our classic Hakira with a few nachminas. Why exactly is mitzvah patur min hasukkah? Isn't patur min hasukkah midin teishvu kain taduru? My sukkah has to be like my house. I leave my house when I'm uncomfortable, so I can leave my sukkah when I'm uncomfortable. Or is mitzvah patur min hasukkah, like the Maharik explained, or within the Shita of Maharik, the Taz explains that mitzvah is patur because you're going to be distracted. You can't have proper kavana. So you have nachmina number one, that if you're going to be, if leaving the sukkah is not going to alleviate your tzar, are you still going to be patur from the mitzvah? According to the Maharik, I'm always going to be patur. I don't care if leaving is going to help or not. But according to the Rov Rishonim, if leaving is not going to help, then mitzvah is not going to be patur. And then spoke about if it's an objective or a subjective standard. According to the Maharik, it should definitely be subjective. According to Rov Rishonim, it should perhaps be able to be objective. And then we spoke about if it's a sukkah that has tzar for some things and not other things. So according to the Maharik, as long as right now what I'm doing does not cause me pain, I should be allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of eating and if there's no pain in my eating. And according to the Rov Yishon, teishvu kein taduru, no, your sukkah has to be able to do everything. If I can't sleep in my sukkah, then you can't eat in it either. So that was our three nafkaminas.
Wow. Phenomenal.